This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden returned to the Royal Castle in Warsaw, Poland, where he had delivered a speech last year, a month after Russia invaded Ukraine. VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara is reporting.
Kyiv stands proud. It stands tall. And most important, it stands free.
On the same day, Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke to an assembly of Russian lawmakers, saying the U.S. and NATO wants to inflict a strategic defeat on his country. He suspended participation in the New START Treaty, a landmark nuclear arms control pact, and threatened to resume nuclear tests. Speaking directly to Russian citizens, Biden stressed that the West is not the enemy. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News, Warsaw.
Experts say Russia may appear to be entering into a more militaristic phase of global relations with President Vladimir Putin's suspension of the last remaining nuclear arms pact between the U.S. and Russia. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Putin made the announcement in a bitter State of the Nation speech. He noted Russia is not withdrawing from the START nuclear pact, but reaction to the suspension was swift. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg:
with today's decision on New START, the whole arms control architecture has been dismantled.
Experts note the move may have limited substantive impact. Professor Ian Hurd at Northwestern University saying START was going to expire anyway, but it does have symbolic importance.
Russia is much bolder about using its military to expand its sphere of political influence in quite cruel ways.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Top financial leaders from the group of 20 leading economies are gathering in the South Indian technology hub of Bengaluru this week to tackle a myriad of challenges to global growth and stability and more. This is VOA News. The leading contenders in Nigeria's presidential election have made their last push for support as the campaign period nears its end before the February 25th vote. As VOA's Timothy Obiezu explains, experts say the dynamics of this race may have changed.
They predict Peter Obi will benefit most from the new voters. Experts say he's a formidable third party force in a country where presidential elections have traditionally been a contest between the two main parties. But he's competing against the established giants of Nigeria's politics. Bola Ahmed Tinubu of the ruling APC party, known as a political kingmaker, promises he will fight insecurity and continue the policies of outgoing President Muhammadu Buhari. There's also the major opposition People's Democratic Party candidate, Atiku Abubakar, who's a former vice president. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Authorities do say that suspected separatist gunmen have killed at least 8 police officers over the past 3 days in southeast Nigeria, raising concerns ahead of the weekend presidential elections. 4 officers were killed in an attack at a station in the Anambra State Monday, while authorities searched for suspects accused of killing 4 others over the weekend. 2 Supreme Court's cases are being heard that could reshape how online platforms like Google, YouTube, Twitter, and other companies handle speech and content modernization. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
A case heard Tuesday, the Supreme Court seemed unlikely to side with the family of a student killed in a terror attack that wants to sue YouTube for helping spread ISIS videos. Justices like Elena Kagan seemed concerned about upending the internet and their interpretation of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act.
Why is it that the tech industry gets a pass? A little bit unclear. On the other hand, I mean, we're a court. We really don't know about these things. You know, these are not like the 9 greatest experts on the internet.
Kagan says Congress, not the court, should make changes. The case Wednesday involves another terrorist attack and prompted a lawsuit against Twitter, Facebook, and Google. I'm Julie Walker.
Asian shares have fallen after stocks tumbled on Wall Street as worries persist about higher interest rates and their tightening squeeze on the global economy. Higher rates hurt investment prices and raise the risk of a recession by slowing business investment and consumer spending. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.